Okay, it's 3:15, so welcome back.
3点15分了, 欢迎大家回来。
Yeah, just to finish off this chart quickly.
我们很快地把这个图表再讲完。
Okay, now remember, self-induced misery can have all kinds of consequences, often very long-term, which you might not even recognize the cause of.
我们要知道, 提醒大家, 就是永远要记得, 自我造成的这种苦难啊, 是常常它的后果, 是在很久以后才看到的。
But one thing you can be sure of is that if you're making decisions based on the Word of God, and of course under the power of the Holy Spirit, then you're going to be making good decisions.
所以当我们在下决定的时候, 我们能够是跟着神的话, 祂所教导, 以及, 圣灵, 的引导, 这两件事情, 来协助我们下决定的话, 我们就不会下错决定。
And again, often takes a lot of spiritual maturity before you can make good decisions and be confident that you are making good decisions.
所以呢, 当我们能够有很, 很成熟的属灵生命的时候, 我们就比较能够下对的决定。
So naturally, if you're not a mature believer, and we have on the chart here is childhood, this is your spiritual growth of childhood, you're going to be making bad decisions. Really, the characteristic of childhood is someone who makes bad decisions.
而当我们呢, 在整个属灵生命上还没有成长的时候, 我们就变成是所谓孩子, 孩子就是会容易下错决定。
You can, of course, have mature children, which, you know, we're not talking about their physical appearance, but in their thinking, children can become mature if they are learning the Word of God and if they're applying it.
而对于一个真正的小孩来讲, 他也是可以有成熟的属灵生命的哦, 就如果他有好好的学习神的教导, 然后有把它变成是他的, 生活中运用的这种部分的话, 他也可以是一个成熟的小孩。
And oppositely, you can have a lot of adults, and they can be very old actually, and they're making the same bad decisions they always made, and they're like children, they're very immature.
而同时呢, 也一样, 也可以有年纪很大的成人, 却因为他的属灵生命非常的幼稚, 而还在继续这个做一些错误的决定, 像是小孩一样。
Yeah, and for Christians in their spiritual life it can be the same. Some people can be Christians for many, many years, but if they haven't been taken in the Word of God, they're like spiritual babies.
也可能呢有这个基督徒，他已经是基督徒很多很多年了，几十年了，但是呢，因为他就是没有这个属灵的成熟度，他还是像小朋友一样在下决定，所以他可能是一个老的小基督徒。
Paul in the Bible says you're babies, and he's talking to old Christians, right? But he says you're babies in Christ.
所以呢, 保罗就会对那些在这个教会里面很老的基督徒说, 你们呢, 其实是像个婴儿一样。
And that's actually the word they use. I think when it starts off 1 Corinthians, he uses that term, babes in Christ.
所以呢, 保罗就在这个哥林多前书里面就用一个词说是在基督里的婴儿。
But the fact is that if you're a baby, you're going to be making bad decisions, you're going to suffer from those bad decisions.
所以如果你是个婴儿, 你就会像婴儿一样下决定, 然后你就会这个, 就会受到各种错误的婴儿决定的各种苦难。
Now what can happen though is that Christians that have been around a long time, they can convince themselves, well, I'm a mature Christian now, and all of the suffering is because Satan is attacking me, because I'm a great believer.
然后呢, 很多的这个老基督徒们呢, 他就说, 啊, 我已经是一个成熟的基督徒, 所以我现在所有的苦难都是来自于撒旦的诡计。
I must be a great believer because I've been going to church for 10 years now already.
我一定是一个很棒的基督徒了, 因为我已经到教会10年了。
I've never missed a Bible class, I've never missed a worship session for the last 5 years now.
而在过去5年呢, 我从来没有翘过一次这个圣经课, 也没有漏过一次的这个敬拜。
And all these problems that I'm having, obviously Satan is attacking me. He doesn't like me.
然后呢, 我现在所受到的这些苦难, 一定是撒旦在攻击我, 他一定很讨厌我。
Okay, but the fact is, it's probably, you know, maybe he's a gossip, or maybe because of his arrogance, of course, he's suffering from divine discipline.
但是他很可能他所受的这个苦难是来自于他的傲慢, 好, 所以他正受接受着神的这个管教。
Okay, but once you get to learning the Word of God and applying it, then you're going to move through these stages of adulthood. Now, these stages of adulthood, spiritual self-esteem, spiritual autonomy, and spiritual maturity.
当我们要成为成熟的成人的时候呢，就是我们会有所谓的属灵的自我肯定跟属灵的自制能力，还有属灵的成熟这三个阶段。
Now what we're going to do is skip through here because you know, obviously we see the goal here is that you get up to this stage number 5, evidence testing. Obviously these last 3 stages are undeserved suffering.
所以我们要注意一下，就是当我们能够成为神的见证测试的这个对象的时候，代表的是什么呢？我们以一个成人的一个成熟的基督徒，我们所受到的各种的苦难已经是不是应该有的，就是你并不是你不该承受的，就是原则上你并不是你自己造成或什么的，是这是真正的所谓的测试了，并不是因为你做错决定而来的。
Yeah, so when you get to evidence testing, this is not for the believers that are going to be complaining, oh, why is God so unfair to me and why is he letting all the suffering happening to me? It's not fair.
就当你是一个成熟的基督徒的时候，你会觉得说，哇，为什么我要接受这些苦难？这实在太不公平了。
You see, he knows, and even as a believer growing through spiritual maturity in stages 3, 4, and 5 here, he knows that his suffering is for his own benefit.
所以神知不知道我们不该受这样的苦难呢？他是知道的，他还会有第三、第四、第五级的这些。不管是苦难或测试，都是知道是为了这一个基督徒的属灵生命的成熟。
For example, he can apply Romans 8:28.
比如说呢，他是要使用罗马书中的8:28.
Should be familiar with that verse. It says that God works all things together for good for those who love him.
就是我们知道神让万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
In other words, we're saying that the mature believer can look at these circumstances and say, well, everything is really bad, but God is working this for good for me.
所以就是这种状态是所有的事情呢，神都是会让他为了我们的好而发生。
Just because the circumstances are bad, remember, your thinking can be good.
就是如果状态是都是坏的，你的思维还知道他是为你好的时候，
The secret of spiritual maturity, I guess, or for the mature believer, is that you don't let the outside pressure of adversity become inside pressure in the soul.
所以呢，这个秘诀是什么呢？就是奥秘是在呢，一个成熟的基督徒，他不会让四周所有的任何的负面或苦难的事情影响到你脑中、你的魂中的状态。
So remember we had that term, the relaxed mental attitude. This is in your soul, you can be relaxed despite all of the suffering that's going on around you.
所以那个就是所谓的你的这个心理，就是你的精神上面是可以在一种放松、自在、轻松的一个态度中，不受周边的任何坏事的影响。
And the way you do that is with the 10 problem-solving devices.
然后呢，你再用所谓的十个解决问题的方法。
I might have mentioned in the past how those 10 problem-solving devices become a flat line on the soul. It's a forward line of troops.
Forward
line. And it's another military term. You have the flat line.
Flat line.
Maybe in the next lesson I'll get the diagram of it. This is a military term, F-L-O-T. Forward line.Of troops means the military, your army, the front line or forward line of troops. They call it a flot line. So this is an acronym, F-L-O-T. But they might bring it up in a dictionary.
Even in Chinese, I don't understand.
Okay. So a flot line, for example, if you have two armies fighting each other, and you have the rows of armies, right? You have your rows of men.And this would be tanks and guns and everything like that, right? The two armies. This is the front line. These are the ones that are in the most danger. So this line here is the flot line. He's the front line. He's going to protect everything else behind. And if this is your soul, right, and you're facing the outside pressure, you have the 10 problem-solving devices to protect your soul.
就是刚才 Tim 所讲的，就是我们的十个解决问题的方法，就很像在作战的前那个最前线的第一条抵挡军敌人的这一条第一条线，我们要把这十个这个解决问题的方法摆在第一条线上，用这十个方法来做我们最前哨的战线。
And the more you understand the 10 problem-solving devices, the more protection you have against these outside pressures.
所以当我们对这十个解决问题的方法越了解它真的是怎么样的一个，就是越懂得怎么去运用它的话，我们呢去阻挡外在进来的压力的能力就越强。
See, and I'll just give some examples. Adversity.See, from the outside of your soul, you know, you have temptations and tests and there's injustices. And these injustices come from people or from governments or from the environment. And you have other kinds of adversity. And we mentioned prosperity as well. These are all pressures which can affect your soul if you don't have that protection.
所以呢，我们从外来的压力里面有包括有引诱，有试炼，有这种不公，或者是有苦难，或者是有丰盛，这些都是要来侵害我们的魂的哈。但是如果我们有这十个解决问题的方法的时候，这些来的敌军啊，就是我们的仇敌啊，他都不会能够打破我们的防线。
Okay, and just you know, to give you a quick rundown, some of you might have forgotten the 10 problem-solving devices.
也许大家忘记十个解决问题的方法，所以那个 Tim 再把它赶快秀一下。
You have things like rebound and filling of the Holy Spirit. These solve your problems of sin and how to learn the Word of God. Your faith rest rule to apply faith to your circumstances.
这图上的这十个哈，要从反弹到圣灵充满，到信靠安息的操练，恩典的朝向，就是要感受到这个恩典。
It should read this way, Serena.
教义要以这个教义来解决问题、mm-hmm. 然后对这个个人对自我命运的感知、okay. 还有对天父个人的爱，对所有人的非个人的爱，还有分享神的喜乐，被基督占满。
And all of those things can solve your problems. Sometimes you don't have to use all 10 problem-solving devices, but one or two of those can often provide the solution for your problems. And every problem can be solved with one of these, at least one of these 10 problem-solving devices.
所以这些十个这个解决问题的方法，有些问题需要其中一个就可以解决了，有些需要两个。好，但不论怎么样，这任何世界上所有的问题，从这十个解决问题方法里面都会得到答案。
You have to remember the reason people get stressed in the soul is because they don't know how to solve their problems.
为什么我们有的时候会在我们的魂里面受到那种压迫感？是因为我们不知道如何去解决那个问题。
They don't know how to make decisions.
他也不知道，我们也不知道要如何下决定。
Okay, and so if you know how to make decisions, you know how to solve your problems, then you have peace in your soul.
如果你知道怎么样下决定，你知道怎么样解决问题的话，你的魂里就是平安的。
And of course, the more understanding you have of the 10 problem-solving devices and how God works these things in your life, then the more defense you have against the bigger problems.
所以当我们越知道如何去用这十个神对我们的生命的这个解决问题的方法的时候呢，我们就越有强大的这个抵抗外在压力的能力。
Okay, and then ultimately, the goal again is to get to evidence testing, and then God can say, now you're ready to be put on the stage.
所以当最后呢，我们已经成熟到可以作为神的见证人的时候呢，这时候神就是说，对，你现在已经准备好了，你可以被放在舞台上了。
Now, it's usually not going to be a literal stage, but when we talk about the stage, we're talking about, it's actually like a witness platform.Or the witness seat in a court. But it's an invisible court, right? Because it's on a spiritual level.
我们讲舞台还不是最好的讲法，应该要讲的是见证人的座位，就是在一个法庭里，那个负责见证的人，他被召唤，坐在那个见证人的位置上了。
I think it was a couple of lessons ago. And we talked about how it's not just Satan that tests people in evidence testing, but God can test them as well. See, God can also test witnesses as part of evidence testing, but still Satan and the other angels are going to be observing, but God is the one directly giving the test.
所以我们要了解，坐在见证人的位置上的见证者，他不只是被撒旦测试，其实神也可以给他测试，然后呢，是由这个众这个天使们都一起在观看的。
And the best example of that probably is Abraham on top of Mount Sinai when he had to sacrifice his son Isaac. See, God was doing the test, but he would have invited all the angels to say, look at this. He might have even forced Satan to say, you have to watch this.
就像亚伯拉罕在西奈山上要将他的儿子献祭的这个过程，其实呢，这就是神帮他准备的测试，而神呢，可能是叫所有的天使，甚至撒旦都一起在观看这个测试的状况。
And Abraham was completely obedient to God's word, and that's why he was the witness, and God could say to Lucifer, look, people following my word, learning my word, learning my thinking, they can be completely obedient to the point they will offer their own son up to me.
而因为呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他最顺服于神的状态，所以呢，天父才会将亚伯拉罕摆上这个舞台，好，让撒旦或者是天使来观看，然后呢，天父就说，你看，这就是我完全顺服于我的亚伯拉罕，他即使是要他献上他的儿子，他都是完全顺服的。
You have to remember, it's not just the individual that's on trial, but it's the word of God is also on trial as well.
所以我们更要理解呢，这不只是这个人被放在测试试炼的位置，其实也是神的话语在被测试。
And you can see this on the slide here. I've said, see, the word of God is on trial also. While Satan is in the process of defending himself, he is also attempting to discredit God.
所以呢，神的话语是在被测试的。当撒旦在这个所谓抗辩的，为他自己抗辩的过程中呢，他要说神是没有信用的。
Yeah, so you say discredit. See, Satan is trying to defend himself and saying, I'm innocent. But he's also accusing God at the same time, saying, your judgment is wrong.
因为撒旦呢，他是想要站在这个抗辩律师的角色，说我是无辜的，我是无辜的，而且你是不公平的。
Because he's trying to say that God's decision to send him to the lake of fire was unjust.
所以他基本上撒旦是要抗辩说神天父，你所判我要撒旦要去火湖里烧死的这个判决是不公平的。
And you know, we've seen time and time again in Scripture that you know, Satan does try to attack God, but he's never been successful. Now, Satan is always trying to attack God and God's plan, but he's never been successful.
所以在这整个圣经中，我们可以看到，就撒旦呢都一直在攻击神，而且是要攻击神他的计划。但他从来没有成功过。
Yeah, and you have to remember, Satan can attack God or try to attack God through God's word because God's word is his thinking. So if he can discredit the word of God, that means he's discredited the thinking of God, which is really God.
撒旦呢，他如果可以让神的话没有信用，也就是说，神的话是没有他的这个信用。那就代表是神的思维也是没有信用的。
You see this all the time with unbelievers, and they're always looking through the word of God to find contradictions. These unbelievers, remember they're working for Satan, and they say, well look, this verse in the Bible says this, and this verse here says that, so the Bible must be wrong.
那些不相信神的呢，他们一天到晚都在找圣经里面这个神的话语之间有没有矛盾之处。好，因为你要知道，这些不相信神的，他们其实就正在为撒旦服务。
The reason they can find contradiction, or they think there's contradiction, is because they don't understand the word of God properly.
而这些所谓不信神的人，他们在寻找神的话语之间的矛盾处呢，就是因为他们基本上根本就没有相信神的机会。
They're looking for mistakes and then they're twisting things around so they can find mistakes or they can find contradictions. But again, it's because of a misunderstanding.
而他们常常会自己觉得这个圣经里面有矛盾的原因是因为他们自己就没有搞懂。
There's actually been a few famous cases where you have these people who tried to find contradictions, like lawyers and people, very academic people, and they ended up believing in Jesus Christ, and then they wrote books about it afterwards.
而且在历史上有非常多的这个学者、专家，他们都是无神论者或者是不信神啊。结果后来因为他们一直在找圣经的矛盾之处之后呢，在数年之后，他们变成了一个信神的人，而且甚至还写大部头的书来解释为什么神是存在的。
Okay, so you have to remember when the believer goes on trial as evidence testing, it's really the word of God is on trial because it's the word of God working through that believer which will prove whether God is righteous and just or not.
所以我们要记得所谓的信徒在摆在这个测试的座位上其实真的是神的话语也就是在这个信徒他的脑中他的魂中所有的神的话语在被测试是来测试到底神的思维是不是公正正义的。
Like when you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe that the word of God is alive and powerful, that the word of God is just, that it's truth. And because you believed in it, you have eternal life. And that is glorifying the word of God.
所以当我们相信耶稣基督的同时就是因为我们相信了这个神的话语然后当我们的相信就变成是让神的话语跟神都受到荣耀。
And in Psalms 138 verse 2 here, we have the verse, remember I mentioned it a few weeks back, where it says here, you have magnified your word above your name. It means the word of God is more important than the name of God.
在这个诗篇138篇的第二节这个中文的翻译其实跟这个英文差距非常的大
Well he's saying here the person speaking and I think it's David here he says he will worship toward the temple and praise thy name because of your love and your truth
这是大卫所写的就是说我要敬拜向你的神圣的圣殿向你的圣殿敬拜而且呢要赞美你的名和你的爱还有你的真理。
Oh. And then he says why he's doing that.
而且他说他为什么要这样。
Now it's very important, there's a preposition here in the Hebrew, key is the word, it's like a because, they only translate it as for, but it's because.
在希伯来文里面的这个字就是因为所以我们要很清楚说是因为什么。
And it really means because in this case. So he's saying why he's worshipping towards the temple.
所以这边是在讲说大卫在说为什么他把这个理由讲出来就是他为什么要对这个圣殿做这样的敬拜。
And it's because, and you have the word ha-gadolot, which really means to make great, but to magnify. They say, because you, God, have magnified your word above your name.
所以他说因为呢神你的话语呢是被彰显的而且是比你的名字更为伟大的。
Okay, but it shows the importance of the word of God and how through the word of God, David developed his love for God and now he's worshipping God because of the word of God.
所以他在讲的是因为大卫呢他在说他因为神的话语而让他爱神。而让神更显明他对神的爱。
Okay, got that. Okay, so with all these things in mind, again, we see that when you're being put up for evidence testing, it's the word of God in your soul that's on trial.
所以我们要记得，永远记得，就是当我们在为神做见证的那个时候呢，其实是神他所有的话语在我们的魂中是在被见证，在做见证。
Okay, now this brings us to 1 Corinthians 4:9, which I think is a crucial verse in understanding evidence testing.
我们看这个哥林多前书四章九节，哈，这个经句是非常非常重要，对于我们理解这个所谓为神做见证这件事。
Okay, and so Paul is talking here, and you know, Paul, he went through all of these stages of suffering, he went through all these stages of spiritual maturity, now he's a mature believer.
这个时候呢是保罗呢他已经经过了各种苦难他成为一个成熟的一个基督徒然后他才说的
OK, he says I think that God has set us forth or we can say established He's put us last the apostles, as it were, appointed to death. Remember, this means the last in the sequence.
这个时候呢，保罗他说呢，我想神把我们这些使徒哈，是摆在最后面才上场的。
Okay, and remember we had this word, it's apodeknoumi in the Greek, which means to show as an exhibit. So God is showing us as an exhibit. It's very important to see that.
所以这个意思呢，它其实就在讲说是把我们这些使徒最后拿出来展示的那个概念，就是说我刚才所说的，好像最后才上场秀给世人看。
And this concept is going to come out in two main words in the verse. So the first word was apodeknoumi, which in English, they're using the word here, set forth. And then the second word you have here is theatron, which we had the word theatre. So there's two words which show us that God is like presenting his witnesses.
所以从这个句子里面有两个很重要的字，就是 set forth, 就是把我们摆在剧场的前面，把这些使徒摆在剧场的前面。
Okay, but the first word here, apodeknoumi, that's like a verb, so to exhibit, like we can translate.
就是第一个这个摆在，就有点像是好像展示那个意思。
And then the second word here, theatron, is the noun. So this is where they translate a spectacle, which means like a show to the world.
所以基本上就是把我们这些使徒们摆在剧场前来秀给世人看。
And again, you can see the English in here, like theatron, we have the word theatre, that's a place where people would put on a show. Later we have movie theatres, of course, but it's a place where you go to see a spectacle.
这边讲的剧场的概念呢，也就是说一个大秀要给秀给人看的地方。
Okay, now who's watching?
那谁在看呢？
Well, it's interesting when you look at it in the English, you've got the world and to angels and to men. So you've got three things here.
他这边写的，以英文来说呢，他说是秀给谁看呢？是秀给这个世界，秀给天使们，还有秀给人来看。所以他把它当作三种对象。
Okay, so we're just going to look at these three things that we have here, and then we'll try to make sense of it, and then we can finish off for the day.
我们来看一下这三种对象。
Okay, this is what he said. We're going to be a spectacle, like a show to the world and to angels and to men.
所以我们就像是这些使徒们最后上场。秀给这个世界这个天使跟人们看。
Okay, now the first word world, in the Greek it's the cosmos.
所以当我们讲这个世界的时候呢，这个希腊文叫 cosmos。
Now, very few times in the New Testament, the word cosmos is used for earth like this. In fact, it's very rare that it would apply to the meaning of the world as the earth. Cosmos actually relates to what we call the worldly system.There is a couple of times when the word cosmos relates to all the people of the world. But usually if we're talking about the world as a place, we have a totally different word.
You mean planet?
Yeah, like a planet. Okay, but here we know we're not talking about the planet. It's not going to be the planet.
So now is...
Okay, we're talking about the worldly system. This is the cosmic system.
好，所以当我们在这一段所讲的这个世界呢，在希腊文用 cosmos 的时候呢，它其实在谈的是世界的系统，就是我们所谓的属世系统。
Okay, now you have to understand that the worldly system is talking about Satan as the ruler of the world, and he's designed this a system to deceive people away from God's plan. That's what the worldly system is.
我们要理解这个所谓属世系统的意义啊。属世系统其实讲的就是经由撒旦他所设计的，要让我们人类会被误导，远离，而让我们远离神的这个属世系统。
You might be familiar with passages in the scripture that says, "Do not be deceived by the world or the things of the world."
就像在圣经里讲说，不要被这个世界所欺骗。那所谓的世界，讲的就是撒旦所设计的属世系统。
Yeah, obviously, it's talking about the system, and to be deceived, Lucifer is the ultimate deceiver. The Bible says that he's the number one deceiver. He's the ruler of the system. He's designed it all.
我们圣经里已经教导过我们，这个属世系统是被撒旦所设计出来的，而且它是全宇宙最大的骗子，它会利用这个属世系统来欺骗我们对于神的理解。
And obviously, you know, if we're going to be a spectacle to the world, it has to be something that really has eyes, something that's watching and something that's looking at what's going on. It's not going to be the world that we know, the detail. And it's not going to be all of the people in the world. like John 3:16. It can only refer to the cosmic system, and the ruler of that system is Lucifer.
所以我们这个地方所讲的世界呢，只能够谈的就是代表的是属世系统以及撒旦。
Okay, so when we see the first world here in 1 Corinthians 4:9, it's not really clear unless you understand the doctrines related to the cosmic system. And you can see that a spectacle to the world means it's a spectacle to Satan. Satan is the first person who's watching Paul when he's being tested.
所以呢，我们在哥林多前书四章九节在读的时候，如果你没有对整个圣经够了解的话，你会误会他在讲的世界是什么。好，只有你了解得很透彻的话，你才会知道说这边所提到的是撒旦，因为他是创造属世系统的那个掌权者。
Yeah, he was the one that called for the appeal for the whole trial.
而他呢，撒旦是造成这整个天国法庭要重新，他申诉要来重审他自己是否有罪的一个状态，所以他其实是第一个需要被邀请来观看这场秀的人。
He was the first one to rebel against God.
而他也是第一个悖逆神的人。
He was the first one to be sentenced to the lake of fire.
他也是第一个被判决要被火湖烧死的人。
He was the first one to appeal the sentence.
他也是第一个要申诉他之前的判决。
And then God allowed that request, and then God established the human race, beginning with Adam and Eve.
而因此神才会创造了亚当夏娃人类，好，要来作为见证者。
And so when Adam and Eve were put into the garden, Satan was the one who was testing them.
而当亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面生活的时候呢，撒旦也是第一个要来测试他们的人。
And we've seen examples from the Old and the New Testament where Satan is directly testing witnesses, personally testing the witnesses.
而从旧约跟新约里面，我们也看到呢，这个撒旦呢，常常就是那一个真正在测试那个所谓见证人的人。
So when you get to 1 Corinthians 4:9, and Paul is talking about being on this platform, and who is watching? Well, he's going to be a spectacle to the world. This is a direct reference to Satan.
所以这个哥林多前书四章九节讲到的这一场戏，保罗所提到的这一场使徒们要展现的最后的秀呢，其实就是第一个要被找来观看的人就是撒旦，就是设计属世系统的撒旦。
Okay, and so then it goes. It's a list in order of the most important witnesses, I guess, to the least. See, the next most important is the other angels. They're also watching. They're gathering information. They're gathering evidence.
They are good angels, right?
Good and bad. See, this can be good and bad angels.
Maybe the first one referred to the bad angels.
It could be. It could be those that are also with Satan as well. But, you know, obviously it's not so clear about that. So, we assume that Satan, and again, you're right, it could be the bad angels. But it seems that they're all sort of lumped in here, good and bad, because they're all sort of watching.
所以呢，第二种观众呢，就是那些天使们。
And then the third one is the anthropos. This is the man.So just, yeah, the human beings.
好，第三种的观赏者呢，才是人类。
Yeah, but sometimes men don't see these tests which are going on. For example, you talk about the test of Abraham on the top of Mount Moriah. There was no men around that.
那当然了，有的很多时候呢，某些测试呢，并不是有人在旁边观看的。就像亚伯拉罕，他带着儿子要上山去献祭的时候，其实旁边并没有人。
Yeah.
Oh, there is a servant.
No, he was at the bottom though. They didn't see the test at the top.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay. And even Job, remember, you know, Job was sort of doing this test by himself, but there were people around him, but most of those people were giving him negative feedback. Remember, his wife cursed him, and then his friends came and they distracted him.
Right. 然后像这个亚伯拉罕在被测试的时候，他旁边并没有人在看，在看他要献他儿子献祭。然后呢，像约伯，他在被撒旦或神在测试的时候，他旁边虽然有人，他的那个很讨厌他的太太，还有他的朋友们来劝他的朋友们，他们其实都不知道他们正被利用着要来测试他。
So to be a spectacle to men, really, I think that's sort of the results afterwards when people hear about what happened, perhaps. Very few evidence tests presented in the Bible. if any, are in front of a big crowd of people.
所以我们可以看到，就是说从这个圣经里面，你可以看得到啊，当这个最后的见证测试发生的时候，其实很少有机会让人可以在旁边一起看到的。
It's interesting with Paul though, because you know, Paul is the writer of this. When Paul had his final test, it was when he was beheaded by Nero. The Emperor Nero, that was his final test, really, his test unto death.
好，像保罗这个写这一段经，这一段经文的人哈，他最后的测试是被尼禄王最终折磨到杀死了哈。
Now by that stage, Paul had actually spent 2 years in Rome, and he'd gotten to know a lot of those soldiers that were working for Nero quite intimately. Quite a lot of them probably would have been believers as well. He was actually teaching in his later part. He had an opportunity to invite people into his sort of private prison cell, and he was teaching.
而保罗在最后两年呢，在被罗马尼禄王关起来的时候，他其实跟旁边的这些关他的军人们呢，变得非常的熟悉，因为他。保罗还在这个过程两年中一直在教导这些军人，所以其实有不少的军人也因此就变成了基督徒。
They call them the Praetorian Guard, and the Praetorian Guard were the close guards to the emperor, the personal army of the emperor.
因为这些军人都是所谓国王的禁卫军啊，所以他们都是最靠近国王的人。
It seems like Paul would have actually known quite a few of these people personally, and they had a lot of respect for Paul.
而保罗在这个教导他们的过程中，其实很多将军都变成他非常敬重保罗，而且成为保罗的好朋友。
And eventually Nero was actually executed by men from his own guard, from the Praetorian Guard.
而且呢，后来那个尼禄王呢，也是之后也是被他的禁卫军给杀死。
We can't be sure from what we read in history, but it's quite possible that some of those were feeling a lot of revenge, I guess, towards Nero because of what happened to Paul and other injustices. You know, Nero was just a bad guy. But, you know, ultimately Nero was assassinated.
从这个历史上呢，我们也可以猜测哈，就是那个禁卫军们很可能为着保罗被尼禄王的杀死哦，让他们心中有很大的报复心，所以才会有禁卫军靠近尼禄王去把他暗杀了。
But in the execution of Paul, when he was beheaded, that was probably, I think it was actually a public execution. So a lot of people would have seen that, and Paul would have been a spectacle to men. See, in this case, men would have seen his witness to God.
而保罗呢，他最后死的时候呢，他是被砍头而死的。那而且应该是在这个群众包围的观看下哈，所以很可能保罗的这个的烈士就死的状态，也成为了在人面前展现的一个见证。
So again, men, it's not just Satan, but angels and men were seeing this great testimony, this evidence testing taking place.
所以呢，在保罗的状况下，我们可以说他的这个见证呢，是同时被世界、被世就属世系统、被天使以及被人们同时一起观看的。
Yeah, and they would also have seen the justice of God when later on Nero was assassinated by his own guards. He was a murderer, and not just Paul, but many thousands and tens of thousands of innocent people.
而尼禄王呢，也因此他的对他所下的错误的大错误的决定呢，他也尝到后果，所以他被暗杀。然后，当然他杀的不只是保罗哈，他过去杀了无数的这个无辜的人，然后最终他也就被暗杀而死。
Even for us today, we're witnesses to what happened through the Bible and through the stories from history. We can understand these events and we can give glory to God.
而我们呢，这个多年后的历史下的读者呢，我们从圣经、从历史的这个学习中，我们也同时见证到了保罗他的救死。
And we can give glory to God because of that.
然后因此我们也就看到了，我们是荣耀了保罗荣耀了神的这个世界。
Let's bow our heads.
好，我们做结束祷告。
Father, so we give thanks to you for your word that teaches us the truth about you and your plan.
感谢天父，经由你的话语教导我们你的真理以及你的计划。
And we pray thanks that the Holy Spirit will keep teaching us these things and reminding us of the things we've been learning.
也感谢 圣灵呢能够继续的教导我们以及提醒我们这些该学的事情。
And we pray that as we do apply these things, that through humility and wisdom, we can grow spiritually to glorify you.
那我们祷告呢，期待我们可以非常谦卑的，而且有智慧的，继续的学习，而可以把这些事情呢运用，而能够荣耀天父。
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.